What are the top three skills for a business development executive? I've got all that and much, much more on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is The Inside BS Show. We take you inside business strategy and share all the insider business secrets with you. Today, I'm sharing with you not just the top three skills for a business development executive, that's what you wanted to hear, but I've also got two additional bonus skills for you. And at the end of our time together, I'm going to share one huge secret to success. If you want to be the best business development executive on the face of the earth, you're going to stay with me to the end of the video where I share that one big secret to success. All right, let's dive right into the content. The first skill you need as a business development executive is self-awareness and motivation. So what do I mean by that? You're a business development executive. You need to know what your strengths are and you need to leverage your strengths. I want you to maximize the opportunity you have to do what you do best every day. Self-awareness is critical because you need to know what you're really, really good at and spend 90% of your time doing those things. So, for example, if you're a people person and you're great at connecting with people and establishing relationships, then you should spend 90% of your time connecting with people and establishing relationships. And you should find a way to support the things that you're not good at. So you're great at establishing relationships, but you're bad at reports. What I would do if I was a business development executive, I'd hire a virtual assistant, pay that person a couple of bucks each week to do my reports for me, and I would spend all of my time connecting with new people if I was a people person. Now, self-awareness, realizing what you're good at and what you're not good at, and motivation go hand in hand. So one of the biggest skills a business development executive will have is he or she will spend as much of their time as possible doing what they're really good at. The example I give is in my business right now, you are here on YouTube watching these great videos. I do 15 to 20 new videos every week, and my editors process them, and we post two, sometimes three videos a day. I love doing these videos, and I think I'm pretty good at it. Hopefully, you think I'm pretty good at it, too. And when I post these videos, I get new leads for my business. I convert those leads into clients, and those clients are happy and they do more with me. But I love to make the videos, so I spend a huge amount of my time doing videos. I probably spend 15 to 20 hours every week doing new videos, researching video topics, managing my YouTube channel. I enjoy it. I really love it. What I'm not good at is I'm not good at editing the videos. It takes me way too long. That's not the best use of my time. So I have a fantastic editor who edits the videos for me. I have the self-awareness to know what I'm good at. And I love to come to work every day because I get to spend 3 or 4 hours every day doing exactly what I'm good at. It keeps me motivated. That self-awareness guides me down a path to success. So the first skill is a combined skill. It's self-awareness and motivation. All right, let's move on. Now, skill number two that you need to be great at, skill number two of the top three skills for business development executives is called external orientation. This means you must care about the success of the other person, whether that other person is your client or it's a strategic alliance partner with whom you're working to grow your business and his or her business. You got to care as much about them as you care about yourself. This is so important. I cannot tell you how fundamental this is to your success as a business development executive. You need to be focused on the success of your clients. If you help your clients be successful, they will spend a huge amount of money with you. Why? Because they know that they win when they work with you. I work with my clients in a number of different ways. I work with groups. I work with people one-on-one. When my clients are successful, I'm successful. If I work with a large firm or a large business and I help their executives grow the business. If I add $1 million to their bottom line, they won't hesitate to spend $100,000 with me a year. If I add $5 million to their bottom line, they'll spend $200,000 with me and they'll think it's a fantastic investment. My focus is on making my clients more successful. Your focus has to be on making your clients more successful first. Let's go back to the videos that I talked about at the beginning of our time together. I make these videos and I love to do them. And that's self-awareness and my motivation. But making videos is my way to help thousands and thousands of people. Look at the number of views on this video. If you're watching it when it first comes out, there may be only a few hundred views. If you're watching it 3 or 4 years from now, there may be thousands and thousands of views of this video. That's thousands and thousands of people that I helped. My external orientation, my goal is to help you. And in turn, you will invest in my products, in my services. At a minimum, you're investing your time in this relationship that we have. If you are a business development executive, one of the biggest skills you need to possess is an external orientation, a desire to help the other person first, and then the money will follow. Now that we've gone through the first two skills for a business development executive, let me share with you a free gift. Before we get to the third skill, I want to give you a free gift that you can use to make your life a lot easier as a business development executive. I want you to go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. There, once you enter your contact information, you can download my business development system, a system that will help you make more money and get home on time for dinner. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com is the ultimate business development system to help you maximize the profit you make, maximize the money you take home while you're working less. Imagine that, more money, less work. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, that's your free guide to business development. You can customize it and make it your business development strategy. Revenue Roadmap Guide, go get it right now. Okay, let's move on to the third skill for a business development executive. All right, the third skill you need to possess. Remember, I'm giving you also two bonus skills and a big secret at the end, so stay with me. The third skill you need to possess is you have to have exceptional communication ability. You have to have the ability to communicate in three different ways. You must be able to communicate with the spoken word, so you gotta be great on the phone. You must be able to communicate with the written word, so you have to be great with email and with letters and correspondence and with articles. And you also must be great with your physical presence of communication, whether you're communicating via video or you're communicating via webinar or you're on a stage in front of a room full of people, your physical communication must be fantastic. So, exceptional communication is the third skill necessary for a business development executive to be successful. So I know the question you asked is, what are the top three skills for a business development executive? But I've got two more for you, two bonus skills. The fourth skill, the bonus skill number four, is creativity. You've got to be a really creative problem solver to be a great business development executive. I'll give you an example. I ran a corporate housing business in New York City for Marriott, the hotel company. Very few people know that at one time they owned a corporate housing brand. I ran that business in New York City, and we were struggling because our clients wanted hotel service in the apartments that we had, and it was a challenge because the apartments were all over New York City. So I created a housekeeping service just for our apartments. And we had to figure out how we were going to get changes in linen and housewares and all types of amenities into these apartments scattered throughout New York City. So I reached out to someone I knew who was a friend of mine who was a distribution manager for Coca-Cola, the beverage company. And I said, listen, how do you deliver Coke all over the city? He said, well, we create routes and we have drivers who know where to go and we manage the traffic and the one-way streets and we plan our routes accordingly. I said, would you come and do that for me with housekeeping? So instead of dropping off soda, you're going to be dropping off housekeepers and sheets and towels and pillowcases and knives and forks and spoons for kitchens and stuff. And he said, oh, that sounds like an interesting challenge. Let's do it. That was me providing a creative solution to a problem. Now, what did this get me? Well, we had a huge competitive advantage because we were the only company that could offer weekly or even daily housekeeping service in an apartment. Imagine getting a daily housekeeping service in your apartment, in an apartment building, wherever it was located in New York City. That's what we were able to do with that creative problem solving. That was a competitive advantage. We were able to charge a price premium as a result. Also, that led to us cleaning other apartments in those buildings and making additional money as a result. We created a whole new line of business, made a whole new revenue stream just from creative problem solving. You, as a business development executive, need to provide creative solutions. You hear the term outside of the box solutions all the time. Business development executives need to come up with outside of the box solutions for their clients all the time. And then clients are going to want to do more with you because you're the person that never says no. You're the person that always has a creative solution to a problem. All right, the fifth skill that's necessary for a business development executive, the top skills for business development executive, skill number five, is research skills. Now, I don't mean just doing the Google dance. I don't mean being able to search stuff up online. I mean being able to ask questions so that you can figure out what the client is feeling and you can get to the heart of the client's issue so that we can together solve the client's problems. As a business development executive, you have to seek out the pain the client is feeling, and then you have to offer a solution to take that pain away. And you have to be a great researcher. You have to be able to ask great questions in order to get the answers that will help solve the client's problems. The real challenge we have is that our clients oftentimes will not share their problems with us. Most often, the client feels self-conscious and the client will describe a symptom to you. You have to get to the heart of the problem, and that's where your research skills come in. You got to be able to ask great questions. You got to be able to be empathetic. You got to get to the issues that are behind the words so that you can connect with your client at an emotional, foundational level. All right, I promised you a secret to success, a huge secret that will make you the most successful business development manager in history. You want to be a great business development executive. This secret to success is the one thing you need, and that's you need to focus on the third sale first. That means take a long-range view of your client relationship. It means that you want to work with a client for the rest of your life, for the rest of his or her life. So if you don't make the maximum profit on this initial engagement, if you have to go out of your way to do a little something extra right now, it will pay off in the long term. Think of the third sale first. Think about the lifetime value of that client relationship and proceed accordingly. And realize that if somebody doesn't sign up with you today, they're going to sign up with you eventually. It's bound to happen as long as you keep giving to them and they understand that you're in it to help them. Secret to success, think of the third sale first. My name is Dave Lorenzo. There's another video on business development right below this one. Click that link right now. Go watch another video. I can't wait to see you in our next video. Join me right back here again. I'm Dave Lorenzo. We'll see you in the next video.